When my son was in third grade, he was evaluated for a gifted and talented program. And I remember the teacher saying that he tested off the chart on the test for creativity. And I've always kind of wondered to myself, what does that mean? I mean, are there really tests that they can give, like IQ tests on creativity?
Yes, now probably in third grade, they probably gave him what's called the Torrance Test of Creative Thinking.
Yeah, I think it was.
And that's a, it's a battery of actually 12 different tests, 10 or 12, depending on which version you're using. And so there are a lot of, there's both verbal and visual tests that go along with that. And again, it's about how many ideas can you generate? How unique are the ideas that you generate? And so that's great that he scored that highly.
That's amazing. That's great. And he
And
had,
so is he in a gifted program now?
well, now he's 31. But he was in a gifted program for a while, and then the school just closed it down, and it was terrible.
It's so sad because the very first programs to go are for the gifted children. I mean, it seems that the school systems are really set up to teach to the lowest common denominator, right? So the weakest link in the chain is the one that gets the most attention. And especially with No Child Left Behind, it seems to mean, okay, we're going to ignore the talented and gifted children to make sure that the kids that have learning disabilities can be brought up to some minimum standard. So I'm very sorry to say that it looks like the school system really plays to the minimum standard and doesn't really have much to offer the uniquely gifted individuals these days.
Yeah, and it actually can have a really devastating effect. He went from special ed to the gifted and talented program, and when that program ended, he really stopped being particularly interested in school. I put him into a private school, which helped, but he never, it was like that. He had been really engaged by that program, and there was an opportunity to kind of bring him into the educational system, the idea that you could be in school and succeed, and it was totally lost.
Oh, what a shame. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, and your story is so common. I mean, I've heard so many people say this, and highly creative people often do not do well at all in school because schools are based on convergent learning versus divergent learning. So this is something that I hope we will begin to pay attention to.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. It's been really fascinating.
Well, thank you. I really enjoyed it.